Brian, I cannot help but smiling when we have positive and lovely energy from our good friend Dina Marie. She's actually live in studio today. She is dancing to the weather background music over here. Good morning, Dina Marie. Did you look outside? It is raining, but that's not keeping you from being excited about the day.
No, I used my windshield wipers this morning. In fact, when I went out this morning, when it was still oh dark 100, as you were talking about, the drips were coming down and I went, wow, okay, we have a little bit of a shower. I said, Rob, I think we have showers. He says, I don't know if we'll have very many, but it's refreshing. It's beautiful for our garden and we could always use more. I heard about Brian's the wildfires and, you know, we can always use a little bit of, you know, the drips from heaven. Those drips from the Holy Spirit are trying to just douse us with some gifts. And so I hope we can talk about some of those gifts today.
I like it. Speaking of bounty and gifts, you brought a little bit of bounty with you from your garden and your garden did pretty well this year.
Yeah, Hale Farms continues to grow thanks to my husband, Rob. Every year it seems like we get a new patch. So we have a beautiful pear, Bartlett pear tree, which I think this is its second season, and I've got some amazing pears out there. Sorry, Brian, you can't taste them. You're a little too far, but I've got pears. I've got, well, they're supposed to be red peppers, but they're green peppers. They haven't turned red, but they're delicious. Blueberries, garlic from the sister's garden that I got a hold of, and then, of course, cucumbers and tomatoes. They're phenomenal. So we're sharing that, and I'm glad all of the staff will be here today so you all can take some of that home with you. Enjoy a special salad on me.
We look forward to that. God writes creation in a whole lot of colors, doesn't he?
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. In fact, we just had a salad two nights ago, and I said, Rob, everything that we're eating came from our garden. I love that. You know, from the applesauce to the pears to the blueberries. It really feels good when we can do some of that. And then when you can give, you know, when you have that bounty to give to others. So I learned that from the sisters at our Lady of Peace retreat because they have got a big garden. They have an abundance. So people come on the property, they're giving away. Here's some produce. Here's some fruit. You know, here's some of this. And so their generosity has touched my heart and my life with the sisters. So I love to just share the good things that God has given us.
I love it. Dina Marie Hale, our good friend here at Mater Dei Radio. You listen to her podcast, Faith Moments, on Mater Dei Radio and on the Hail Mary Media app. So it sounds like you've had a busy summer, kind of being outside, enjoying God's creation. What other ways have you been working? It's a good time to fill up spiritually because there's just, we kind of get out of that regular rhythm and enjoy the outdoors, and we kind of get into this other rhythm of growing in faith during the summer months. What have you been doing?
It's funny you say that term, Brenda, growing in faith, because one of the real special things I had the opportunity to do is in August. Many of you and the listeners will know Holy Redeemer in Vancouver. They have a Women Growing in Faith program.
That's right.
Every second Saturday, they have a special opportunity for women of any community to come. It doesn't have to be from Holy Redeemer. I tag in from, you know, St. Rose and Immaculate Heart in Kelso Longview. But they had these sisters from Our Lady of Peace come and be their guest to talk about retreats. And so Sister Anne Marie, many of our listeners know, and Sister Agnes Claire came along with their Superior General, Sister Martha. And so I was there to kind of play host and ask them questions about their vocation and about retreats and what does it mean to go on a retreat. You know, that gathering center was packed with women during the summer season, and many of those women had never been on a retreat. So one, to meet the sisters, and two, to learn about the importance of a spiritual retreat, the importance of just taking some time away from our regular schedule and to be with Jesus one-on-one in a quiet place where you're quiet, where you're not talking, where you're the one listening, where you're the one on the lap of our Lord and with the hand of our Blessed Mother guiding them. So I had the opportunity to just see the sisters at work, and that really touched my heart. And it reminded me that I'm spoiled. You're spoiled. I think we're spoiled by being around our priests and religious on a regular basis, but most of the people aren't. And so for us to share the stories of our faith, we've been doing that over the summer, people inquiring about what does it mean to be Catholic? I'm not baptized. I'm curious about that. So we've been doing these different weekly opportunities to come explore the faith, talk about our faith on a regular basis, and to be with people who are really exploring what's the meaning and purpose in life. How am I supposed to be happy? Is it about getting the big job? Is it about doing this and doing that? No, it's becoming humble. It's becoming a servant of the Lord. It's learning who Jesus is because he loves us. And I've been really blessed to watch people kind of change and transform a little bit about being aware there's something bigger in life. In fact, it's the biggest thing. God who created all things, and he loves you and wants to have a relationship personally with you. And to be part of that, and that's going to launch into, of course, what we know as OCIA, or helping to prepare people to receive the sacraments, to be part of the family of the church, to become part of the family of Christ. It takes time and training, just like we get training in our homes of how we treat one another, how we prepare the dinner table, how we pray together as a family. Well, that's part of this kind of preparation for receiving Christ in our lives. And I'm excited to be part of that for our local parish family in Cowlitz County, Washington.
That's amazing. Dina Marie, we talk with our friend Miriam Marston, and mm-hmm. she says she does. They have their OCIA group that's been meeting pretty regularly. They're a big parish, and so they're already up to 30 people yeah. who are joining them. Have you found that? And she said, you know, sometimes with the election of a new pope, it does, people are excited about the possibility and this new person. Have you noticed that people are paying a lot of attention to the new pope and what he has to say, and that's drawing them in?
You know, at this point, it hasn't touched about Pope Leo, but I think they're getting disenfranchised of what's going on in the world, and they're not finding happiness. They're not finding happiness with all of the things they've tried to do on their own. We've all made mistakes. We've all hit our head against the wall, and I honor people who have the courage to say, I think I'm going the wrong path and I'm looking for something. And what I think is, and it may be a signal of the Pope and the media and the attention to the Catholic Church, where are they going? Mm-hmm. They're going to the Catholic Church. There's a lot of churches around that are proclaiming something. And yet it's interesting that they come into our doors and they look and see, well, this is the original church that Jesus Christ founded. And that's where I want to start. And I love to see that that's part of the influence. Maybe it is through social media, but I think I'm going to attribute it to the Holy Spirit starting to get recognized in somebody's life. Let me go this way. And it's leading me to the Church of Jesus Christ that Jesus founded and that we celebrate today with his Holy Eucharist.
Oh, we are given so many gifts from our God, and it is wonderful to be able to use those gifts that just brings us right back to him. Dina Marie, one of those gifts that we've been given by the church, that beautiful rosary.
Absolutely.
That we focus on Our Lady, on the mysteries that always lead us back to her son. We have started planning for our fall share-a-thon, and Rosary Bowl, we know, is always one of those events that leads into it. When do you start planning for Rosary Bowl?
The day after last year's Rosary Bowl, we're already planning. So just real briefly, and certainly I want to get people to get onto your community calendar with the Rosary Bowl website and just what we're doing. But Father John Marshall, which many of you know because he's been on this broadcast many times, he'll be our special keynote speaker October 4th this year, which is the first Saturday, will be our 19th Rosary Bowl. So 19 years in a row, we have held this Rosary Bowl with or without COVID. We've done it. We've gotten together as a community to pray that rosary together, to honor our Blessed Mother, honor the month of the Most Holy Rosary. Bishop Peter Smith will be there to help celebrate Mass. We will have a beautiful Marian procession, which we haven't done before recently. We've had different processions with various pilgrim statues from Our Lady of Fatima, but the Center for Peace West will be bringing a very beautiful statue of Our Blessed Mother. We'll have that going on. Of course, time for Mass, Holy Holy Hour with Rosary. Father Marshall is going to lead that Holy Hour, leading us in the Rosary and meditation and prayer in front of the Blessed Sacrament. We'll have, you know, with Carlo Acutis being canonized very soon, we're going to have holy cards of him. We have a third class relic that came from his mother, who sent it to us through our Eucharistic Miracles exhibit. So that will be there. You'll have time to receive one of those holy cards. And if you touch that relic, it becomes... We have a second class relic that your touch of the holy card will become a third class relic.
That's it.
So it's just beautiful. So we'll have a lot of special things. RosaryBowlNW.org is our website. You can find that through DinaMarie.org. And it's free. It's a beautiful day of prayer. And, you know, it started here at KBVM, at Mater Dei Radio, and the Father Patrick Peyton's inspiration to pray the daily rosary.
I love it. And there is more I want to know about the Rosary Bowl. And then, of course, more retreats coming up again for the fall season. Dina Marie, it's time for our break, so stay with us through the break. We're going to continue in the next half hour. Hey, Brian, just during that last promo, did you hear just the joy of laughter here at Mater Dei Radio? Well, if you did, that was Dina Marie Hale. She is back with us here at Mater Dei Radio. Dina Marie, I turned your mic on just a second early, so we all heard your joyful laughter.
Here comes the sun.
You're so excited in
the
morning.
It's coming. It's coming. Well, you know, it's probably because I'm wearing my Squirrel Fest shirt. It's on the Squirrel Fest logo's on the back. But, you know, the third Saturday of every August is the Squirrel Fest in Longview, Washington, to celebrate the squirrels and all the squirrel bridges that are there to allow the squirrels to properly cross the street from one pole of a tree to the other so they don't get splattered.
Do they make a new bridge every year?
Not every year, but last year there was a special bridge that was unveiled. And so it just depends on the people. If there's a group of people, there is a sister city in Japan that is to Longview, and so community members of that sister city in Japan had that design, and then they were there. They came from Japan. They flew into Longview, Washington to inaugurate this special bridge that was dedicated. So it just depends. It's kind of a fun thing. And so, you know, I'm fortunate to live in the vibe of Longview, where we celebrate squirrels in a very special way.
Oh, they are also part of God's creation.
They are part of God's creation, and St. Francis is happy about that.
Oh, for sure. So, Dina Marie, in our last half hour, we just began to talk about the Rosary Bowl coming up always the first Saturday of October this year. What's that date?
Absolutely. It's October 4th. Speaking about God's creation on the Feast of St. Francis this year will be the Rosary Bowl. So I encourage people to put it on their calendar first Saturday. Part of why we pick the first Saturday is because there is the first Saturday devotion to our Blessed Mother. And so we honor that. And it's a particular way for us as a community to come together. Certainly we have the prayer of the Rosary and meditation, which is something that we do for first Saturday devotion. We have Holy Mass, the reception of the Holy Eucharist, and the opportunity to go to confession. So, and again, this is something that we do as a community. Everything that we do should be in communio. You know, when we say yes, that we receive the Eucharist, it's not just me and Jesus. It's, I believe, with this community, in this community, to serve this community, to love this community as I love Jesus. The more I love Jesus, the more I love others. Yeah, the one who drives me crazy. Yeah, the one I love very much. Yeah, the one who's my enemy. I'm called to love them in community. So that Eucharist is so important. So we think it's really important to bring us together to honor our Blessed Mother, because she guides us to Jesus, you know, to Jesus through Mary. So first Saturday of October, 9 o'clock, we kick things off in Salem. And again, we picked the City of Peace. That's the City of Peace to have this event. It's always been in the Salem-Keizer area. It's just the heart of where we make decisions in this state. You know, we make those decisions at the Capitol. And so we pray for the decisions that are made for the citizens, for the community that lives here. We pray that those decisions are made to honor all life, to respect all of God's creatures. And so we like to have that prayer right there in the heart of the community. In fact, I just got word back from Father Tony Galati, who is with Mater Dei Radio for so many years as our executive director. He'll be helping us with hearing confessions. So we will have priests from our local archdiocese there to help you walk through your journey of faith at the Rosary Bowl. And it's a Eucharistic and Marian celebration. We bring those two pillars together, which is so important. It's pivotal in our faith.
Absolutely. You know, Dina Marie, the Fall Share-a-thon coming up, our theme is Rejoicing in hope.
Yeah.
And I think that is something that's really beautiful to remember, that the rosary is a spiritual gift of hope. I mean, even if you pray those sorrowful mysteries in it, mm-hmm. you know that through all of those difficult things in life, there's hope. There is the resurrection. The morning comes every single day. Just kind of reflect on mm-hmm. that and how hope through the rosary is something that people can experience at Rosary Bowl.
Right. And you know what, with Father John Marshall, who's at St. John the Baptist right now as the pastor, he wants to bring this theme of Our Lady of Hope. Certainly we're in the Jubilee Year of Hope, thanks to Pope Francis. And so the reflections, in fact, our Mass will be dedicated to, it'll be a vigil Mass dedicated to Our Lady, Queen of Peace. That Queen of Peace brings us hope. As I was meditating, driving here with my eyes open, traveling, but praying the rosary, as I know, Brenda, you do. When you get in the car, you pray the rosary. And I was praying the glorious mysteries and the Assumption and the coronation. You know, Our Lady's guiding us to where we're going. She's already there. She's received that beautiful heavenly reward. And she's not just sitting around going, oh, isn't it beautiful? She's got a job to do. She's working for her son. She's working to bring people closer to her son. Now I'm queen of the whole family. I'm the mother of the church. I'm here to help intercede to bring all of the children home, all of the wayward children. And so that's our mother of hope. So when we pray that rosary, you know, those beads are in our hands. We're just thinking about who mother in this bead, in this Hail Mary, needs to come home. You know, needs to come home. Who's been wandering far away? You know, I know maybe a little bit in my little sphere of influence. I know that that person, that neighbor, that person in my family, somebody that's talked about it in prayer intention at church, I know that person's fallen astray. But am I falling astray? Maybe I'm weakening. Maybe I need some strength. Mother Mary, pray for me. Pray for those. In fact, today, as I was praying, I prayed the rosary, and then I had time to pray the chaplet of Divine Mercy. And I said, Lord, take this chaplet for all who will die this day.
Yeah.
You know, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Maybe somebody doesn't have the opportunity to say that last prayer. Mary's going to pray it with them, for them, to bring them. So she is our hope. She is Hail Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. Mm. You know, we pray that when we close the rosary. It's not just a set of words.
That's right.
This is a declaration of praise, and this is what we believe. How we pray should show what we believe, and then we should do it. We should live it. We should be reflecting that in our lives. It's not like we go to church and then all of a sudden we live this other life. It should be an extension. It should be a fuel. It should be like how it's going to take me out to the neighborhood, to the going back to school. I can't imagine the amount of stress. I was at a little store yesterday, just for a moment, I walked by mom and her, like, I don't know, 5-year-old or 6-year-old or something in the cart. Okay, honey, we've got glue sticks. We've got pens. What else do we need, honey? And the little girl is telling the mom what they need for the back to school list. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, how much money, how much worry? I got to get the backpack. I got to get the shoes. I got to get the Kleenex. Mother Mary is our hope. That's she brings it. Us peace in the midst of all of the messiness of the beautiful thing that God gives us, family life. So we invite families to come to the Rosary Bowl. It's a place to be a blessing for our families, for the newest families, for the oldest families, for the messed up families, for the broken families. There's no perfect family other than the Holy Family. Bring them all. Bring the blended families, right? Bring the families that need hope. Our Lady Mother of Hope is with us, and we're going to share that with people at Rosary Bowl on October 4th.
Oh, well, we are looking forward to that. And then just briefly, Dina Marie, boy, you go right from, you know, all of the work that you do during the summer, then it's Rosary Bowl, and then we're moving into the fall season, All Saints Day, mm-hmm. and more retreats coming up. And you've got another one that you're inviting women to.
Yeah, I just really want to let ladies who are listening, and I heard your interview yesterday with Patty about her recent retreat at Mount Angel Abbey and the heart and soul that went into preparation. And Patty reached out to me and asked me about about how do I do a retreat at Mount Angel? And so it was really a delight to be able to talk with her about her preparation. But I invite women who are listening right now, or maybe you know of a woman, it might be your wife, it might be your sister, it might be your mom, who is just needs to be refreshed. Mm. I want to grow deeper. Maybe I'm a little distracted. Maybe it's, I know it's going to be back to school. And by the time November hits, I'm going to need a break. I need some peace. I need some quiet. What I have found, and that's why I go to Mount Angel for this particular Women's Saints and Souls retreat, is I've walked on that campus at 4 o'clock in the morning and I've looked up at the sky and I know God exists. I know He loves me. I feel the presence of the prayer of the monks. When that bell goes off, 5 minutes before the vigil prayer, before Lauds, before midday prayer, before Mass, I know that there's great meaning and purpose in life. So if you're searching for that, if you want to go deeper, you're discerning a big question in your life, something in your family, something in your prayer life, your vocation, your marriage, come on this retreat. DinaMarie.org is a website to learn more about it, but it's a weekend at the monastery. It's during the season of All Saints and All Souls. There's special things that we're going to have happen that you will not experience anywhere else.
All right.
Because it's with the Benedictine monks. So check it out, and we'll probably have an opportunity to talk more about it, but let's just remember Our Lady Queen of Peace and Hope is going to be with us.
Oh, cannot wait for that. And yes, I cannot wait for the next time you join us.
Yes.
Dina Marie, always a great morning when you join us. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.